Book 2, Brave Hunter and the Giants. Chapter 1, Where Has Alice Gone? The sun, which stood high in the sky, smiled at the high green mountains below her. The mountains were just like enormous giants trying to reach the deep blue sky. The sun radiated her beams onto their peaks, gliding them down across the mountain sides, among the caverns and the rocks, over patches of green grass and bushes, to finally reach a mountain track. As the sun moved to the west, she could see a group of travelers walking along on the mountain path with two fully packed horses. One of the horses, which was led by a large man, had a tiny fairy on his back. Behind him walked a young boy with brown curly hair who was leading the other horse. In front of the man, a young girl with long black hair flew on a broom. The sun focused her beams on the little fairy as she sat on the horse. "The sun is really bright," smiled the fairy, whose name was Alice, while she held her hands in front of her eyes. "Brave Hunter," that was the man's name, nodded cheerfully. "Indeed, the sun has already climbed quite high." He turned around to glance at the boy behind him. Neston was his name, who was just patting the horse on his neck. "Good horsey," he whispered. Brave Hunter smiled and said, "Oh, we will have a short break at the first open and flat space." Neston looked up and said, pleased, "A great idea, because I'm starving." Norma, the girl with the long black hair, clapped her hands in excitement. "I will fly ahead to see if there's some flat grassland." She gripped her broom tightly with both hands and pushed it up. Poof! Off she went up, into the sky. Alice chuckled. "Wow, she must be very hungry indeed." Brave Hunter clacked his tongue and said cheerfully, "We have walked a long way after all, and that makes one hungry." Alice laughed and responded, "I'm glad that I'm little, so I may ride on the horse." Then she looked inquisitively at Brave Hunter. "How far do we have to travel, Brave Hunter?" Brave Hunter raised his eyebrows and asked, "You mean to Corsica?" Alice shook her head. No, of course not. "How long is it to travel to Norma's father, the mighty sorcerer of the high mountain?" For a brief moment, Brave Hunter looked puzzled, but then nodded, "Yes, of course. I think it will be about 5 days traveling." Alice squinted as she gazed into the distance. "It looks as if we still have to cross many mountain passes," she said, looking at the numerous high mountain tops. Brave Hunter nodded, "Yep, it will be quite a trip." Then he turned to Alice and smiled. "That is why it is so pleasant to have you and Norma along for company." Alice clapped her hands in excitement. "I wouldn't have wanted to miss this trip for the world." Her cheeks were flushed and her eyes were twinkling like stars. "I think it is such a great adventure." Just at that moment, Norma flew towards them. She waved enthusiastically with her hands in the air. Brave Hunter waved back and called out, "And have you seen a nice spot?" Norma nodded and landed her broom in front of Brave Hunter. Her hair was blown in every direction. She got off her broom and wanted to walk next to Brave Hunter, but the path was too narrow for a horse and two people. So she climbed back on her broom and flew low next to him. "Oh, what did you see behind this mountain top?" asked Brave Hunter. Norma flipped her long black hair backwards and answered, "The next mountain top is a bit lower and is flat on the top." She hesitated a bit. It's a bit odd. It's not really a mountain, but more like a crater." "A crater?" asked Brave Hunter in surprise. "But it isn't a volcanic area." Norma shook her head while shrugging her shoulders. Indeed, that is what struck me as peculiar too." She put her forefinger in the air and continued smiling. "But the place has a beautiful patch of grassland where we can have our lunch." Brave Hunter pursed his lips and nodded contently. "Well, that's just what we are looking for." After 30 minutes of walking, they reached the summit of the mountain and looked at the crater in front of them. The mountain crater looked indeed very different than the other mountains. Surrounded by high barren rock like giant mountains, well, this mountain crater looked like a lovely infant hill, covered with rolling meadows and many varieties of trees and bushes. There were two small mountain lakes. The blue sky reflected in the moonlight. After walking a little bit further, the group stood in front of one of the lakes. Neston got the packing, the saddle and the bridle of the horses. The horses strolled straight to the lake and feast themselves on the cool, fresh mountain water and then helped themselves to the beaut and juicy grass. Alice and Norma unpacked the baskets. They spread a large blue cloth on the ground in the sunlight. Four cups and four bowls decorated the cloth. They laid out two jars, one filled with soup and the other with tea. On a large plate, they placed various fillings for sandwiches and an apple and a peach for each person.